Welcome to 5 Minutes with Badajoz English. Intermediate plus listening practice to help improve your English.
Hi Chris.
Hi Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm quite relaxed.
Okay, why is that?
Well, we've just had the carnival weekend.
Yes, we're recording just after carnival. How was it for you, Chris?
Really good. I think I made the most of it this year, much more than last year.
Okay.
I went along to the funeral of the sardines.
Yes.
I had a costume this year.
Okay, what was your costume?
I picked up a cowboy costume.
A cowboy costume, yeah. Quite easy, but
yeah,
distinct.
And not a bad one, yes, as well.
Yes, very good. Yeah, we went to the Sunday afternoon parade with with all the music groups and the drummers, and I had my father visiting, so he was blown away.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I had a guest visiting as well.
Okay.
Actually.
Yeah.
What did you take your father to see?
Well, he's quite a history buff.
Mm-hmm.
So as we were in Extremadura, we went to Cáceres on Saturday, which he loved.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of history there, lots of old buildings, very classic feel, really, really beautiful.
I also went to Cáceres, actually on Friday.
Ah, what a coincidence.
The day before.
Yeah.
And I thought it was amazing. I loved the tiny little stone pathways,
yes,
between buildings.
Cobbled streets. Archways.
But also, there's the quite modern element,
yeah,
to it as well, with quite wide streets as,
mm-hmm,
well. I do like the wide streets much better than in England.
Yeah.
We have these, tiny little roads,
yes,
about, and you'll never have a pathway going through the middle with greenery.
That's correct, yeah, that's correct. No, it's been very nicely looked after,
mm-hmm,
kept, and fantastic place to visit. And then we also obviously had a wander around Badajoz,
mm-hmm,
and onto the city walls,
yeah,
the Plaza Alta and Plaza San Francisco and different places. And then the other day we went to Olivenza and wandered up the tower. Have you been there?
I actually haven't been to Olivenza. Should I have?
It's worth a visit. It's,
yeah,
worth a visit. You can go up an old tower, have a look, and then obviously, like every place, you can grab a nice cup of coffee.
It wouldn't be Spain without, yeah, a good cup of coffee.
My father's last trip, we went to Mérida, which is also very, very nice. Have you been there, Chris?
I'm afraid I haven't been to Mérida.
Okay, okay. You know, with the Roman ruins and the amphitheatre and the Roman roads, it's well worth a visit.
Wow. So, Extremadura has some very good tourist locations,
it
really.
It does, yeah.
I've also been to Zafra.
Yes.
That was actually to do an exam.
Okay.
Would you believe it?
Yeah.
But I did get to explore the city afterwards.
Yes.
I had I think it was all morning, arrived, starting at about 7 or something. I finished,
yeah,
just after lunch, and I had couple of hours I got to go around the city, and I thought, again, very nice, a lot flatter,
yep,
than some of the other places, but with that real nice Spanish charm to it.
Yeah.
So I think Extremadura is a very good place to go as a tourist.
Yeah, and we also go up sometimes to the north,
mm-hmm,
Extremadura, near Plasencia, and got a big national park up around there, and there's very, very lot of natural beauty.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of natural beauty, but the problem is the transport.
Yes. Don't get me started on the transport.
Don't get him started, yes. A lot of difficulty in connections and with the lack of trains, buses and airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're missing out on some tourist trade here.
Maybe. And, well, also if you get travel sick, it's not so good.
travel sick and on a bus is not a good combination.
No. But it was good to cut through as well.
Yes, yeah, fantastic.
So, I wonder though, are we are we missing out on some good places to visit in Extremadura?
Yes, we need to know. So if you're listening to this podcast, our bell's just gone. We're out of time, but please tell us, where would you recommend we visit? Where should we go? Mm-hmm. Where should we have already been? And we look forward to hearing that in the comments section. That's all for now. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to 5 Minutes with Badajoz English, Intermediate Plus Listening Practice. Go to our website www.badajozenglish.com for more activities, exercises and things to help improve your English.